For this Monday, June 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. On Saturday, North Posey baseball saw their season come to an end in the semifinals of the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Tell City. The Vikings lost to Forest Park 8-3. North Posey baseball finished with a 19-10 record. The Indiana Department of Transportation has announced the closure of some of the Lloyd Expressway's ramps, University Parkway, on the west side. Officials say two of the four ramps will be closed starting tomorrow until around mid-July. They say the closure will be for pavement replacement. Crews will temporarily close the northeast exit ramp leading from the westbound lanes of the Lloyd to the University Parkway and the northwest entrance ramp from University Parkway to westbound lanes of the Lloyd. Authorities say the construction will not impact the southwest or southeast sides of the intersection and the eastbound exit and entrance will stay open. Family Matters of Posey County is having their 7th annual Family Matters Golf Scramble on Friday, June 13th at 1 p.m. at Western Hills Country Club. There will be a $10,000 cash prize for a hole-in-one on hole number 17. The cost for the scramble is $70 per person or $280 per team. Call 838-6875 to register. Again, the number to call is 838-6875. Posey County residents are now eligible to receive disaster loans after severe storms and tornadoes hit the tri-state this past spring. Homeowners in the county with storm damage are eligible to apply. Relief includes economic injury disaster loans and home disaster loans. To learn more about disaster loans and eligibility, you can visit our Facebook page at Posey County Radio, and we have shared information from the Posey County Emergency Management Facebook page. An Evansville man was arrested on Saturday after allegedly driving under the influence and leaving the scene of an accident. According to an affidavit from the Evansville Police Department, James Lawson was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated, with a prior conviction operating a vehicle with an alcohol concentration equivalent of 0.15 or more and leaving the scene of a crash causing property damage. An officer with the Evansville Police Department reported observing Lawson's truck with a damaged wheel in Harmony Way. A preliminary breath test administered showed Lawson's blood alcohol content was 0.239, nearly three times the legal limit. Authorities found damage to a car on Harmony Way, indicating where Lawson's vehicle struck it before coming to a stop. Lawson was transported to Deaconess Midtown for clearance before being booked into the Vanderburgh County Confinement Center. Lawson has a previous conviction for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated from 2019 in Posey County. Over the weekend in the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers advanced to the NBA Finals after defeating the New York Knicks in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Pacers won Game 6 on Saturday in Indianapolis, 125-108. Pascal Siakam was named the Eastern Conference Finals MVP after scoring 31 points in the clinching game. He had three 30-plus point games in the series. It's the first time since 2000 that Indiana has made it to the NBA Finals and just the second time in the franchise's NBA history. The Pacers will play the Thunder in the NBA Finals, which starts on Thursday in Oklahoma City. Finishing up for Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost their series finale in Texas to the Rangers 8-1. The Cardinals completed their six-game road trip going 3-3. They are now 33-26 on the year and will have today off before returning to St. Louis tomorrow night to begin a nine-game homestand versus the Royals, Dodgers, and Blue Jays. The Chicago Cubs won the rubber game of their three-game set at home with the Cincinnati Reds 7-3. The Cubs improved to 37-22, and the Reds dipped to 29-31 overall. Cincinnati begins a series at home this evening with the Milwaukee Brewers at 6-10. Chicago is off today and will start a series against the Nationals in Washington tomorrow night. That's news and sports for this Monday, June 2nd. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.